The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, wee! Day after Super Bowl. I know there's people listening right now that have a headache. And Automatic's over here squirming in the studio. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome to Monday. All right, after the big game, I wonder how everybody's feeling. Automatic, what you moving around over there for? What's going on?
Because I'm just a little bit fatter today. And for some reason, my belt doesn't fit right. Oh. And I bought this brand new belt, and I've never worn it with these pants before. And it has a logo on it. I'm not going to say what kind of logo because they're not paying me to. I will say that it has a corner on it, and the corner is sticking right into my belly right now.
Would you say, though, that your belly is a little bigger than it was last week?
I had a couple too many wings this weekend, okay?
That's what it is. It's not the wings. It's and the queso.
And the cake.
And the cake.
And the ice cream.
And the cookies. You know what? Super Bowl is just a lot of gluttony, and it really is a true United States holiday. More people call in today than any other day of the year.
Well, they probably feel like I do, swollen.
When Automatic said that, I looked down. Look, what do I not have on today?
A belt.
Exactly. No belt today.
Well, to anybody getting ready right now, don't wear a belt with a corner on it. Because it'll stick right in your belly.
Wear a shirt that covers all of that and just feel good. Ladies, put on some leggings today, okay? It's Monday.
Rounded edges today.
National Day, DJ Automatic.
We got National Galentine's Day.
Hey, shout out all my ladies out there. This is an official holiday. If you're single, what are you going to say, Automatic?
No, I'm married, man. Exactly.
Let us have our day.
You guys have your day.
Yeah, and I mean, go out and have a good time. Being single is okay. I saw this incredible, a friend of mine is a cartoonist, and she did this drawing of a woman. She's probably about 65 or 70. And the question was, so what are you going to do when you get older? She's sitting there with a margarita in her hand on the beach with her friends playing cards. If you're a single and no kids, that's what you can do. You don't have to be with somebody to be somebody. You already are somebody.
Well, note to self. National Clean Out Your Computer Day, so okay. Please do that. I need to do that. Right. And then to wrap it up, we got National Football Hangover Day.
And that's a big one. So later on this morning, inside the Fat Club, we're doing something different. How to get rid of a hangover from a doctor. Not just us in here with our little curanderas.
Do any of these things ever work?
I think so. From this doctor, yes. He's a physician who specializes in hangovers. Yeah.
Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You've heard of the Mayo Clinic, right? I'm not a physician or anything, but I'm pretty sure most people have heard of the Mayo Clinic.
It's probably the most respected hospital in the country.
Well, the Fat Club today is working with the Mayo Clinic. Well, at least like, you know, advice-wise. Not sponsored or anything. I got 5 ways for you to cure a hangover according to doctors at the Mayo Clinic.
Okay.
Because, you know, we all have our little curanderas. Oh, you know, you do this and that, get some Vicks. Well, no, that doesn't work.
Does it include 7-Up?
It doesn't, T-John and I. That's what I'm telling you. This is real stuff here. Today, most people call out. More people than any other day in the United States. Anthony's not here.
No, and
because it's Super Bowl Sunday.
I mean, people all over the country are looking for ways to make this a national holiday.
We need to. Paid day off. Okay, so number one is fill up a water bottle. Keep it next to you. Sip the water, and if you can, put some fruit inside of it, because the fruit contains antioxidants that break down in the water and help you get even more hydrated.
What if you're so sick that you can't even think about drinking water?
Have you ever had the dry heaves? God, that's the worst. That's the worst. Anyway, okay. Number 4, have a snack, but here's the catch. Not pizza, not leftover wings.
Greasy food doesn't help.
It's horrible, even though you think it does. Bland food like crackers, toast may boost your blood sugar, therefore settling your stomach, which eases your headache.
So what is it called? The brat diet?
You're talking about bread, rice, and toast.
Yeah, apples and
toast.
Okay,
maybe. I don't know about apples. They don't say, well, maybe because of fruit, right? Because of the fruit. Okay. The next one is take a pain reliever. Yes, that is something you have to do.
That's the first thing I'm going to do.
you should do it before you go to bed. If you're listening to it now and you didn't do it last night, it's too late. But there's aspirin, there's ibuprofen, which brand name is Advil or whatever, acetaminophen, brand name Tylenol, but you could just get the generic. There's also this old school powder. It's called BC powder. You put it under your tongue. For me, for a hangover, that's the best thing. In fact, when we did some work for Red Bull, they gave those out in packages. I remember, like, here, for the next day. And the number one thing is go back to bed.
Oh, the sleep is going to always help.
It's but the only thing you can do, which is why most people called in today.
I don't know why you didn't list smoke. Because I'm telling you right now, if you're super hungover,
because this
smoke,
is the Mayo Clinic, and not well, everybody smokes. It's medical now.
It's medical most places. Okay.
Whatever. And if
and I'm telling anybody who knows that when you wake up in the morning and you're super hungover,
it's not legal everywhere. And I'm not a smoker, so that's not an option for me. And if you're wondering, well, what's the number one thing? Prayer. The toilet bowl, pray, God, I promise I'll never do this again. Oh, lies.
Been there.
You want the list? Hit me now. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Want a psychic reading? Call. The phone lines are open right now, or send me a voice message to at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Sirmati, welcome.
Hey.
What's up, girl? I don't know about our spiritual forecast yet, but I'm feeling good. We'll find out shortly, right? Our spiritual forecast collectively. But first, Sirmati, you did get the voice message correct for our listener to do her reading. Okay, so let's let everybody hear it. And of course, she's going to begin with her sign.
I am a Cancer. My name is Crystal. My date of birth is July 17th. And my question is, what is next for me in my love path? I have been patiently waiting for a specific person that actually called me last night. What is the intentions of this next relationship and where is it going to take me?
I'm not a seer, obviously, but I feel like she's so sad. Madi, what do you see in this woman's life and what's surrounding her love energy?
She's so sad because she's been holding on to all the pain that this person has caused her over the years.
Oh.
And the first thing that when I heard her voice, I kept hearing the word time, time, time. And she even said in her, what she said, she's like, I've been waiting. It's been a long time coming. And Spirit is saying that only time will tell, which actually is like such a like sucky message.
But time is here. Time is now. Time is told. What you doing, girl?
Yes.
And everyone has free will. It might be time to go.
Yes, exactly. For like a prediction for this relationship, I do feel that this person, first of all, they want to know if they still have a chance because they don't think they do because of whatever they did really messed with her. Their actions had a big impact on her, so they don't even know if they have a chance. But teamwork is a big, big factor for this connection. If they work hard enough and give it time, I do see this working out.
All right, that's positive. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week after the big game and everything? What you sense in energy-wise?
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, everyone.
The week of love. The week of love.
Yes. The first message that I got when it comes to just us as a collective is that we need to start pouring more into ourselves, more self-love and less like projecting outward and expecting love from others because it has to start with us, right? And that's like the biggest thing. So recharge yourself, your energy. And this isn't related to love, but money's on our mind this week. That's a big factor as well that's coming through. And money is like what a lot of people feel fulfilled by. I know I do.
I cash love money. Rules everything around me. Dollar bills, y'all.
So I do feel there's a big focus on our finances this week as well, which again, it goes against the whole love thing. But the love is about us giving to ourselves. That's what I see for the collective this week is a lot of us giving ourselves, pouring into ourselves, but also working on our money, adjusting our budgets and stuff like that.
I love everything. I feel good. And I don't know why I keep hearing Bone Thugs and Harmony. For the love of money. Madi, thank you so much. If you would like a reading, call the radio station right now. The phone lines are open. Or hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Like our listener did earlier, send me a voice message. Begin with your sign, first name, no last name. Date of birth, no year, followed by your question, and follow at Illis Divinity, and you can schedule a personal reading with Sir Madi. Madi, we love you. Thank you so much.
It's you. Love you guys.
Talk to you next Monday. Happy Valentine's Day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A nursing home that houses mostly veterans is apologizing for hiring strippers to get a rise out of the men.
What
in the world is going on? Video has gone viral of some wheelchair-bound veterans rising to the occasion.
Nice, dude.
These women are dancing and showing the men a good time. One of them is writhing around on the floor, and she allowed one of the men to break the rules and actually touch her in a very inappropriate place.
Did it raise his flag?
Yeah, man. Let me tell you, they are laughing and having fun. It's like a party.
The touching rule doesn't apply to all dance clubs, so we'll just leave it at that.
Some it wasn't a dance club. They went to the nursing home. Look at the video.
Well, yeah, then it's even
the
more
rules
reason.
The rules don't exist there,
yeah,
okay?
Even more reason to get VIP treatment right there. And shout out to those men and women who served this country.
Well, the nursing home had to apologize for dangerously raising the heart rate and blood pressure of the men. The guys became too enthusiastic and fiery, and they said next time they plan a party, they'll be a lot more cautious. See,
now, my question is, can the strippers write this off on their taxes? Because it is kind of like, it is like charity work. It's like,
no, you're right. They didn't get any.
Yeah, it's like you're donating cheeks to the Salvation Army.
Good joke, man.
Well, those guys are old, but they're not older than this cheese. So how long does it take for cheese to age and become good? I have no idea. There was an archaeology dig last week in Egypt that uncovered 2,600-year-old pots that contain 2,600-year-old cheese.
Ooh, you know that got a stink, dog.
Oh, yeah.
So it was called haram. The cheese is called that. And that cheese is edible.
Mm. You can eat 2,600-year-old cheese.
They say the older it is, the better it tastes. So I wonder what this one tastes like.
This sounds like you're giving me some type of like hipster spill at like a little vegan restaurant about like, this is aged cheese from the Egyptians, dude.
The only person in this room that would try that would be you, automatic.
And maybe the strippers.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got something for them to try, both of them. How about ghost peppers? There's a new world record, ladies and gentlemen. A man from America set the record for eating 17 ghost peppers in 1 minute. Now, I do not have his name because he's still in the bathroom. this is an official Guinness Book of World Record for tackling down 17 different ghost peppers in one.
He should have eaten the cheese because it would have clogged him right up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you need a reminder, guys, tomorrow is Valentine's Day and heart-shaped foods are a thing. So let's talk about it inside Food News. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Anthony A. called in. Did you know that today more people call in than any other time of the year? We do,
but we're going to let this one slide.
All right, so DJ Automatic, I'm going to start this hashtag with big news. If you love going to the movies, America's largest movie chain, AMC Theater, has announced ticket prices will change according to seating charts.
I saw this.
In three tiers. Okay, value seats are the very front and the back.
And they're only $2 less.
Yeah, but that's just more money. Standard seats are the side seats, and preferred seating is in the middle, which I like to sit in. New pricing will only affect movie showings after 4 p.m., but is this going to affect the amount of people that go to the movies?
I will say this.
Trying to sucker me out of another dollar.
No, it's $2. Whatever. And I would pay $2 to have a good seat. I'm sorry. And why would you pay $2 less to have the seat in the very front row and you're like literally looking up?
Because I'm paying $2 million to get into the theater and $5 million for popcorn.
Exactly. You're paying for the food, not for
I'm
the
over
movie.
It. I don't like this. I don't. I think there'll be anarchy and a protest, in my opinion.
So.
All right. Moving on to food news. Heart-shaped foods are always a clever gift idea. And if you're a sweets lover, Krispy Kremes and Dunkin' have their heart-shaped donuts right now. But even better, listen, Dairy Queen has a special heart-shaped ice cream cake.
Oh.
When I was little, when I would go to the birthday party, the kid with the ice cream cake, that was the best. That was the best.
Let me tell you, it's the last thing I need right now after the big game weekend. I'm just a big dude right now.
Earlier today, Otto said my belt buckle is in my belly. All right, National Day, DJ Automatic.
We got National Clean Out Your Computer Day, which is the second Monday in February. And everybody,
you need to do that.
Yeah, note to self. We also got National Football Hangover Day. Anthony knows all about that. He didn't show up to work, just like a lot of us.
What the?
And we're going to finish it up on National Galentine's Day.
Okay, so best thing to do on Galentine's Day, movies, bowling, and the bar. Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. Also want to remind
women
you,
women go bowling together?
Yes, it's fun.
I've never seen a group of women go bowling together.
When's the last time you went bowling?
Okay, it's been a while. But exactly. Let me say this. I've never heard the girls say, hey, let's go hit the bowling alley.
Well, you will tonight, okay? Because I recommended it. It's Black History Month. Let's talk about Sammy Davis Jr., a member of the Rat Pack. The Rat Pack, of course, made famous through movies and their Vegas shows. I mean, huge. He was one of the most important artists of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We're talking a man that mastered jazz, dance, salsa, blues. He was an actor, comedian, also Afro-Latino of Cuban descent. I didn't know that. Had no idea. This man was made to enter sold-out venues, people paying to see him through the back door. Look how far we've come. Now hip-hop is the most listened to music in the world because of men like Sammy Davis Jr. that helped break the glass ceiling.
Frank Sinatra needs to get a little bit of credit because that man would not go on stage until let Sammy Davis Jr. get everything he wanted and needed.
So I love that you said that automatic because we all need advocates in the fight for equality. And Frank Sinatra many times said, if he can't come to the front door, if he can't stay in the same hotel, if he can't go to the same bathroom, then we don't perform. And that's what it is about, advocating for what's right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.